Whiskey cake and Mexican sugar are homegrown, but beginning to grow outside of the friendly confines of North Texas. They have a brand new president and chief operating officer. Christine McGran is with FB Society and heads up those two restaurants. Good to have you with us. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
So are these the growth vehicles? I mean, I was looking. I didn't realize Whiskey Cake has, what is it, a dozen locations?
That's right, 12 locations.
And you're in Florida and Oklahoma. Mexican Sugar, though, is that just four right now?
That's right, Texas-based. We just opened our fourth location in River Oaks, the Houston area.
So tell me about, is that the idea is to grow organically and work on these brands, or are you on a rapid, sort of a rapid growth mode?
Well, for Mexican Sugar, you know, we're really committed to Texas. It's a brand that that the guest is really embracing. We're loving it. We think it has a ton of opportunities, certainly in the Texas markets. We want to be really thoughtful, grow them strategically. And I wouldn't say it's rapid, David. I would say it's more about being really thoughtful and intentional about what markets we're going into and really making sure that we're providing a great experience before we move on to the next one.
So, but FB Society, the Old Front Burner, is active, isn't it, Nashville and some other areas too?
Yes, that's right. We have the food hall company in Nashville, as well as here in Plano, and then opening up, of course, in New York.
In New York, I didn't know. Well, I mean, this looks like it's probably got legs. So tell me about what's going on right now. I mean, this is, I would guess, a challenging period for all of us. Uncertainty
yes.
about tariffs, and it looks like commodity prices are probably ready to shoot up. Are these some of the challenges that you have right now?
Sure, of course. You know, all of our restaurants, we get a tremendous amount of produce and very fresh products. And so on a weekly basis, we're monitoring this because we want to make sure that we're keeping our promises to the guests with the freshest products possible. And we also are very committed to approachable pricing, right? So we want to make sure our menu engineering and how we're navigating even our cocktails, because all of our cocktails, we squeeze all of our juices fresh every single day. All of our produce that goes into the glass is really fresh. So taking the time to really evaluate our pricing and our product mix is something that we spend a pretty significant amount of time on.
So is it something you could you change the menu if you need to?
Sure, we can. That's what's beautiful about these brands. You know, Mexican Sugar today, we have four locations, as we said. We have a new one opening here in Dallas, actually in the Addison area, towards the end of this year. Then we're opening in Frisco. So we have the ability to change our menus as we need to. Now, we want to be careful with that because we want to stay true to our brand integrity. So the guest has expectations, right? And changing too frequently or swiftly can create inconsistencies in what the guests expect. I think one of the great qualities of the FB Society brands that Jack has spent so much time developing is the guests can count on us, right? And they look forward to some unique experiences, but they also have their favorites that they're pretty loyal to.
You've got to watch, I mean, going back to the menu and the pricing, and you've brought up pricing a couple of times, and that clearly seems to be a critical issue right now. And I don't know that we know the answer to it, but it appears that people are going to watch their pocketbooks a little bit closer. I don't know if that means they shop for lower prices or they just don't go out as often.
Sure. I think that's happening across a lot of different industries. And so Service really matters. And giving the guest optionality, I think, so that they can come on a more frequent basis and feel like they are receiving an experience that is value forward. But also, I think our restaurants are perfectly positioned to keep those celebrations that are really important so that people can come to us for birthdays, for anniversaries, because we did go through a pretty significant period of time, right, where a lot of that was squashed.
Oh, yeah.
So I think our commitment to making sure that people can still get out and celebrate with each other and gather is really important to our brands.
Yeah, I mean, the last time, you know, the consumer had a challenging period like this we couldn't go out even if we wanted to.
That's right.
2020, we were locked up with COVID. So I don't think anybody wants to get in that situation again. What about labor? Is that still a big challenge, or is this situation have the, you know, freeing up some people?
I don't think it is. I think that I think labor is a challenge, and, you know, finding people that really love hospitality. And we have busy restaurants, so that takes a significant amount of people that really care about the guest experience. And, you know, the heart of the house for us is just as important as the front of the house servers. 70% of our revenue comes from that kitchen. And so a lot of produce and prep and production, everything is fresh every day. So that's a lot of slicing and dicing and, and, you know, creating ingredients. We get shipments in every single day into our restaurants. So labor is important to us. It's very, very competitive.
Still is.
So we try to stay. Yeah, yeah, it is. I think for a lot of industries, not just hospitality.
Well, I was thinking maybe we'll see. Hopefully the economy doesn't free up a lot of people, but it looks like there are probably some people looking for jobs. Tell me about how do you pick locations for this? How far will somebody drive to come to a Whiskey Cake or a Mexican Sugar?
Yeah, well, they're both a little bit different. You know, Whiskey Cake, we like to find a balance between really a strong suburban market that has a lot of traffic. And so that is where we have found success in for the Whiskey Cake brand. Mexican Sugar, it's a little more urban, you know, it stays open a little bit later at night. Big, very busy restaurants. And both of these brands, we have several private dining rooms or great patios or upstairs areas. So we do locations that are going to bring in guests that like to gather and have celebrations of either a corporate business for 20 people or celebrating a baby shower or an anniversary for, you know, 12 to 30 people. And a lot of our private areas service up to 60 to 100. Yeah. So that's important to our brands.
That's interesting. You know, I know you opened Mexican Sugar down at McKinney and Olive, which is uptown, and, you know, there's some walk up, and I guess maybe you get some bleed over from events that are going on at American Airlines Center, but that is an urban location, but it stays busy late.
It sure does. It stays busy. It stays busy late, as you said. Brunch is really popular at Mexican Sugar. And we have a lot of outdoor dining experiences there, too, right? So that whole second floor, you're overlooking the city of Dallas. So you know you're in an urban environment. And so it gives a lot of variety. Two bars at that location. Right. The one in River Oaks, same thing. Two-story building. Beautiful bar upstairs and downstairs. The bar opens up to the outside as well. So a lot of diversity in how the guests can experience Mexican Sugar. It's pretty fun.
It sounds like you found a formula there that works.
Yes, I think so. That's right.
Christine McGrenz, the new president and chief operating officer for Whiskey Cake and Mexican Sugar. And coming in, like I say, a challenging time right now. Lots of questions, but a couple of brands that are doing well. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're really excited.
Thanks a lot. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.